The Wilderness Society and eight other environmental groups have filed a new lawsuit to block road construction in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. For nearby King Cove, it's the latest in a long series of lawsuits and other hurdles dating back decades.
We're not surprised.
Della Trumbull is a longtime proponent of a road roughly 12 miles through the refuge to connect King Cove to Cold Bay and its all-weather airport. She says getting a road is a matter of life and death in medical emergencies, but environmental groups have always stood in the way.
It just continues the basic concept that they don't care about the lives of the people out here. That means more important. The birds have more priority.
The lawsuit challenges a land swap agreement Interior Secretary David Bernhardt and the King Cove Corporation signed last month to create a privately owned road corridor. The conservation groups claim the swap violates environmental laws and the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. It's similar to their last lawsuit, which the groups won in March. A judge agreed the Interior Department had not justified its switch from anti-road during the Obama administration to pro-road now. This time, along with the new swap agreement, Bernhardt wrote 20 pages of justification. The lawsuit claims the justification is still inadequate. The Center for Biological Diversity is one of the plaintiffs. Its public lands director, Randy Spivak, says she does not prioritize birds over humans, but she says the people of King Cove have other transportation options.
What is also important is that this refuge is internationally important for birds all over the world and wildlife.
Spivak says a road would not solve all of King Cove's transport problems.
Look, they're way out there in the Aleutians, very remote area with severe weather conditions. That road would not provide guaranteed safety 365 days of the year either.
King Cove leaders say the road would be passable most of the time and is the only practical option. The suit was filed by Trustees for Alaska, a law firm that represents environmental groups.